I told you all those things to let you know that I don't think is none of us perfect. Some of y'all may have had some sins, maybe as bad as mine, maybe worse than mine, but I'm not going to ask you to tell me your sins today. I've just been my day to tell your mind, and so, but I haven't done that in a long, long time, praise God. Now then, let's see what he says here in the next verse 5 and 6. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Now, when you break the law, is there something in the back of your mind that tells you you've done wrong? Yeah, that conscience is always gnawing at you, isn't it, Tom? It's all when you do something wrong, you know it's there until you repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I did this or I did that. I repent. For this cause you pay tribute. Pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continuously upon this very thing. Now, that's why our taxes are so high, because we have sin on the earth and we have to pay tribute or taxes to hire these people to pay them. And the more sin we have and the more laws we break, what happens to our taxes? They go up, we get higher and higher, because most of the people that's out there breaking the law are not making no money. Those of us that make money, we're the ones that have to pay the upkeep for all those people. And that's terrible. I would have never dreamed that when they put the half a cent or whatever it was tax on tea, that they had a revolt. When we came from England over here, when the English said, we're going to tax you on tea, we had a revolution. They went out and threw the tea into the water for half a penny. And today they're charging us about 60 cents, at least 60 cents of every dollar you make goes to the government, state, federal, or something. And what are we doing? Just paying it. And then the other day they're talking about, well, all we need to do with Obama and this new stuff, all we need to do is just put a heavier tax on the people. I forget what country it was, but one of the Rush or whichever one it was, I was listening to one of them, said that they have already done this in some country. I forget which country it was. Maybe it was Rome. He was talking about Rome way back yonder. He said when the taxes got so high in Rome, the people quit working and started living off the government, because you could make more money living off the government than you could working and paying them taxes. So Rome made a law that you, if you have a job, you can't quit, because people wanted to quit so they didn't have to work. I mean, so what's the big deal? Let's think. If I'm working, I'm out there working 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, and I'm giving 90% of it to the government, I get to keep 10%. Hey, forget it. I'm going to quit working too. Aren't you? Sure. I mean, it's bad enough when I have to give 60% of it. I like to be able to use what little money I have for me. I don't want to spend it for somebody else. But that's what happens. And that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. It says, for this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continuously upon this very thing. Verse 7 and 8. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now then, it would be wonderful. I wouldn't mind paying taxes if it was a reasonable amount. But it's getting so high, and it's getting higher all the time. And I got a feeling with this new group of people we got in Washington, if we don't do something to stop this, it could very easily be that we are in the 80% tax bracket total. Now, I'm not talking about just federal income tax. See, I mean, everywhere you go, you pay taxes, don't you? I mean, you get pay a sales tax. I mean, there is a list of tax that is long as your arm. I mean, and your leg too, probably. Everywhere you go, everything you do, you pay a tax for something. I mean, you pay taxes when you buy a new car. You pay taxes. Do you know today, in my lifetime, when I was a young man, I could buy a brand new Chevrolet pickup for under $1,000. Brand new pickup for under $1,000. I could buy a brand new Chevrolet car in 59 for under $2,000. Do you know today you go out and buy a brand new Chevrolet car and the sales tax will cost you more than $2,000?
Oh, yeah.
Just the sales tax. So you think, wow. So, I mean, it's awful what we're having to pay. But Paul told us, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So we are supposed to love. And now 9 and 10. For this you shall not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, you shall not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, isn't it amazing how that we were talking about physical things and about the power, and all of a sudden he throws in spiritual things. So see what he's trying to show us there, that in the spirit world, in the physical world, if you break the laws of the land in the physical world, the power is going to get you, aren't they? The police officers, they're going to get you. But he goes now to a spiritual law, and if you break God's spiritual law, he's going to get you. So he says there, and for this you shall not commit adultery. Now a man can go with a woman behind closed doors into a house to have dinner together and wind up in bed together, and the physical laws of the world don't have any impact on that at all, do they? No. They live together. There's no law that says you can't do that. But did God have a spiritual law told you not to do that? He sure did. And then people wonder why they have all these problems. Wonder why their world falls apart. Wonder why they get sick. Wonder why they have children. They're born handicapped and all kinds of things. And all you got to do is go sit down in any doctor's office for an hour or two and watch the children and the women that are coming in to bring these kids in, and the sickness and disease and the things that's wrong with them. I mean, children are out of control. I mean, you sit down, you don't have to go to a doctor's office, you can go almost anywhere. And the children that are out of control. You know, the children with autism today, it's like 1 in 200 children that are born today have autism. But a few years ago, it's 1 in 26,000. Why? Because of sin. Because of sin. We vaccinate our children when they're born. Now, we give them so many different things in those vaccinations. They're having tremendous devastating things happen with those, and our children are winding up with all kinds of sickness and disease. Well, what causes all that? Sin. I mean, if you want to have good children that don't have any sickness and disease, you just obey God and you stay in tune with God, and your children can be healthy and no problems.
Amen.
God will bless them. Won't he, Kim?
He
sure does it all the time. He said that you should love your neighbor as yourself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, if we walk in love with everybody, love everybody, regardless of who we are, what they are, where they're from, color, creed, nationality, or whatever, God commands us to love everybody the same, doesn't he?
Yes.
If you do that, you make the king happy, and the spiritual laws will have no impact on you. Now, you can love everybody and still be driving down the road and not pay attention and get a ticket. You know that? You can do that, yeah. But the physical laws still work. If you drive 70 miles an hour in a 60-mile an hour zone and a police officer happens to be sitting there, now then you can get a ticket, can't you? Or you might get a warning. You know, if you've been a really good boy or girl and you really did, you was. So let's use this as an example. I'm driving down the road praising God, you know, but my foot's a little heavy, but I ain't looking at the speedometer, but I'm just praising God. And all of a sudden I make a corner and I look back and there's a police officer behind me. So I pull over and he pulls up beside me, and he gets out and he walks up beside me, and when I look, he said, "Oh, Thurman Scrivener." I said, "Do I know you, sir?" He said, "Yeah, I come to a couple of your healing schools." I said, "Well, praise God." I said, "What'd you stop me for?" "Oh," he said, "you didn't give a right signal back there when you turned." I said, "Man, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There ain't a light nowhere. Nobody nowhere." He said, "Yeah, but you know, the law says you're supposed to give a signal when you turn. It doesn't say if there's somebody coming." I said, "So you're going to give me a ticket?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm going to talk to you a while, though." And we sat there and talked till 4 o'clock in the morning. I paid dearly for that. But he wanted to talk about Jesus, so I talked to him about Jesus. He stopped me at 1 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, he finally said, oh, I heard his radio back there. They said, Officer so-and-so. He said, oh, got to go, praise God. He said, have a great day. He's glad I got to talk to you. Sure glad you didn't turn that signal so I could stop you. Now, God does this. He does things in strange ways, Tom. I thought that boy needed somebody to talk to that night about Jesus. And that's almost as good as the time I was coming home through Flower Mound on Sunday night, 1 o'clock in the morning or 1:30. And that's before 114 was finished, but they'd made some little lane changes. There's still two lanes, but they'd made an offshoot there at Trophy Club, and it kind of veered off and veered out into the main lane. So it's 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning, and I'm driving along there praising God. I'm in my pickup and I'm all by myself, you know, and I'm just praising God. I'd been down and I had anointed somebody with oil and prayed over them, got them healed, and man, I am a happy camper. And I'm going home. I'm only driving 45. I'm in no hurry. 45 miles an hour, speed limit's 55. Driving along there, and all of a sudden this lane turns to the right like this. So I pull over a little bit and stay on the main lane. But all of a sudden, just as I get past that, all of a sudden here comes these lights. I thought, where did this come from? This guy must be sitting back. He must be in a hurry to get by. So I pulled off the side of the road, going to let him go by because I knew I ain't done nothing wrong. At least I don't think. And he pulls in behind me. So he gets out and comes up there. He says, can I see your driver's license and your insurance? I said, well, sure. But I said, could I ask you what I did wrong? He said, well, let me see your driver's license and insurance first. So, okay. So I handed him my driver's license, opened the glove box and got the insurance out, and I handed it to him. And he's shining his light all around inside my car. He said, what's that? I said, what do you mean, what's that? He said, that green bottle right there sitting in your tray. I said, that's a bottle of olive oil. Olive oil? He said, what in the world do you do with olive oil? I said, I go over and I pray for the sick and I anoint them with oil. He just started dying laughing. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, you were driving 45 miles an hour and you passed about a foot over on the other lane up there. I thought you was a drunk going home on Monday morning from the bar. I didn't have a clue you was a preacher. Well, I wasn't a preacher back in those days. I was just out and anointing people with oil and praying for the sick.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Wrath of God is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.